Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Bikurim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet and Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnahs are being learned Leilu Nishmas Maris Miriam Sara Basar Yaakov Moshe Hernes Shama Shadav and Uliyah and Beschos Rachel Basar Gittel and Daniel Yezer and Spire Rachel. They should be gebench with Sarah Shakayama Bekarav Mamish and Beschos Yehuda Aryeh Ben Esther Liba. He should be gebench with a Refuah Shleima Bekarav Mamish. And Mishnah Dalet tells us V'yesh by Bikurim Mashe Einkin B'Truma V'Meiser. Now we have something unique by Bikurim that does not apply to Truma and Meiser. What's that? Shabikurim niknin b'mechobar l'karka. Bikurim is acquired only when it's attached to the ground. What does that mean? So we've already said in the introduction to the Masechta, and we're going to see in the next parak as well, that a person walks into their field, they see new fruits growing, they tie a string around it, and they say, these are Bikurim. So we see that Bikurim is only with something that's attached to the ground. As opposed to Truma and Meiser, it's only once the produce is detached from the ground. Furthermore, the Mishnah says, Vaisa Adam kol sadeo bikurim. A person could decide that his entire field is bikurim, that everything growing here is bikurim. He can't do that with Truma and Meiser. Also says the Mishnah, V'chayv b'chriyusam, he's responsible for them. As we learned previously, if something happens to his bikurim, he has to bring substitute bikurim. And lastly, utu'unim karban, v'shir, utenufa, v'lina. Bikurim requires all these things. When a person brings their bikurim, they also have to bring a karban. Shir is song, which means that the Levim sing a special song when he brings the bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. Tenufa means waving. The Kayin waves the bikurim around when this fellow brings it. And lastly, lina means sleeping. When this fellow brings his bikurim, he has to sleep overnight in Yerushalayim. Let's say this fellow got up early in the morning, and he came to Yerushalayim, got there 6 o'clock in the morning, bright and early, first one in the Beis HaMikdash, brings his bikurim. He can't just turn around and go back home now. He has to stay the whole day in Yerushalayim, sleep over that night, and only the next morning he's allowed to go back to Yerushalayim. Moving on to Mishnah Hey, says the Mishnah, Truma Smeiser, Shavela Bikurim B'Shtei Drachim, Vila Truma B'Shtei Drachim. Truma Smeiser is similar to Bikurim in two ways, and similar to Truma in two ways. Now, what's Trumas Meiser? So we know that once the Levi receives his Meiser, he has to take a tenth off of that and give it to the Kayin. That's called Trumas Meiser. So Trumas Meiser is similar to Bikurim in two ways and similar to Truma in two ways. Says the Mishnah, Nitalis min atahar al atame, vishaloi min amukav, kibikurim. Trumas Meiser, he can take off from Tahar onto Tame. Let's say he has two piles of Meiser. One of them is Tahar, one of them is Tame. He's allowed to take from the Tahar for the Tame, and he's also allowed to do it shaloi min amukav, which means they don't have to be right next to each other. And that's something that we're comparing it to Bikurim in, because these two things apply by Bikurim. However, Iseris is Hagairin, Vyesh Lashir, Ketruma. Truma's Meiser will aser the Gairin, which means that he's not allowed to benefit from any of the produce until it has Truma's Meiser taken off of it, and it has a specific shear. We know that Truma's Meiser is a tenth of what he receives, and that's just like Truma. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow and continue with this theme with Mishnah Vav and Zayin. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.